This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now. Some police departments are loosening up requirements and policies as they struggle with vacancies. Meanwhile, unemployment has remained stagnant. A bird not seen in a decade is making a comeback. Lastly, it was madness. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Police departments all across the state, and indeed the country, are still grappling with vacancies, reports the Associated Press. So some have decided to loosen requirements a la the state police, and some policies too. The Philadelphia Police Department, for example, is lowering requirements for its entry physical exam thanks to a law signed by Governor Josh Shapiro at the end of last year. That means less sit-ups, push-ups, and the like are needed to pass the exam. Philadelphia has already seen a payoff, apparently, with 51% of people passing compared to the previous 36%. Whether the number of applicants increased too, though, wasn't noted. Places outside of Pennsylvania like LA and DC are reconsidering things like policies on tattoos and previous drug use. Pennsylvania's unemployment rate was 3.4% in February, reports the Times Leader. And it's the fifth month in a row it's been at that number. Yet jobs are noted to have increased since January in 8 of 11 supersectors, the one with the greatest growth being the education and health services industry. Nationwide, unemployment went up by 0.2 percentage point to sit at 3.9%. The bobwhite quail hasn't roamed around Pennsylvania in about a decade, states Penn Live. However, the bird, which was once present in all 67 counties, is being reintroduced to the land. The State Game Commission recently released dozens of the bird in certain areas like Franklin County in the hopes the species will get in on breeding season, sparking a comeback. Said Commission Executive Director Brian Berhans, quote, "This is an exciting time, the next chapter in a story of wildlife restoration." Thursday was the first time the Dukes won an NCAA men's basketball tournament since 1969, begins the Tribune Review. And in realizing that no one in his class would be paying any attention due to sheer euphoria, Duquesne professor Robert Edward Healy posted a message to his students, quote, "Class canceled due to March Madness. Go celebrate, I'll figure it out." Healy told the Tribune Review he stayed up until 1 a.m. to adjust his syllabus in order to make sure his students enjoyed something that he says people experience, quote, "maybe once in your lifetime." Healy also said that the viral attention his message got, quote, "is pretty cool," unquote, and it sounds like he is too. That wraps up today's episode. For even more news, pay a visit to PennLive.com. Also, please remember to rate this podcast on either Apple or Amazon and to email me at todayinpa@PennLive.com with any thoughts you may have. Thanks in advance. And as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll chat some more tomorrow during another episode of Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.